Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In a mere 57 days from today, Montanans will begin voting in what portends to be one of the most crucial and contested elections in our nation's history. And at the center of it all will be the integrity of the voting process itself. 20 years ago, when I entered the legislature, a push began to loosen the controls at the ballot box. There were those of us who sounded the alarm, but to no avail. Absentee ballots were handed out for any reason. Election day became election month. Photo IDs were no longer required. Ballots could be harvested by highly partisan political groups, and voter registration was moved from 30 days prior to the election to election day itself. In the end, the safeguards that ensured the integrity of the election process were systematically removed one by one. Now, with the advent of the coronavirus, the push is on to go to an all-mail-in ballot in all 50 states. The push, led by Democrats, has President Trump and the Republicans crying foul. But what's the big deal? If you're like me, you're wondering what the difference is between absentee voting and all-mail-in voting. Aren't they virtually the same? And if one works, it's logical that the other should work as well, right? Not necessarily. According to Hans van Spakovsky, a former member of the Federal Election Commission, the main difference between the two is in the application process. In absentee voting, a voter has to request a ballot and fill out a form to authenticate the request. They have to provide a current address, a signature, and other identifying information, depending on the state. The information is then compared to the voter rolls, and if it checks out, an absentee ballot is issued. According to Van Spakovsky, the problem with all mail-in voting is that ballots are sent to every registered voter. Millions of ballots are just mailed out without any assurance they're actually going to a voter who still lives at that address, or even to a voter who still lives in that state. Worst case scenario, ballots are even sent to voters who are no longer alive. It's no secret that voter rolls are in bad shape across the country, and this year's primaries saw multiple duplications of ballots sent to people at multiple addresses. There were even examples of piles of ballots dropped off in the lobbies of large public housing high-rises. What's to stop someone from collecting those unclaimed ballots, filling them out, and mailing them back in the prepaid envelope? Nothing, and that's the point. This year's primaries could be viewed as a test run for all mail-in voting in the general election, and the results don't look good. California has no safeguards to ensure that ballots only go to legal citizens. In North Carolina, a 2018 race for Congress was overturned because of absentee ballot fraud. In Oregon, voters in some precincts received ballots for a different precinct, and in some states, ballots either arrived late in voter mailboxes or it took so long for the Postal Service to process them that they didn't make the return deadline and were thrown out. In 2018, 27% of the absentee ballots that were rejected across the country were rejected for that reason. In Florida, it was closer to 33%. As you can see, all mail-in voting comes with a huge set of problems. At a time when the nation is racked by riots, the fallout from COVID, and political upheaval, maintaining faith in the voting system is paramount. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.